Hi, I'm Ella, and I'm 13, and I play the electric bass, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Ella. That was Ella playing our Kids Commute theme on her bass guitar. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need to know at classicalipr.org. Well, good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day three of Venezuela Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We're hearing some great Venezuelan music I grew up with this week, and we'll check in with our Venezuelan animal quizlet later in the show. Today, we're milking the cows with a Venezuelan country song, which is, by the way, to me, one of the most beautiful songs in the whole wide world. It's called Canto de Ordeño, and it's by the composer Simón Díaz. He was a musician who did a lot to raise awareness and the popularity of the music and culture of the Llanos people of Venezuela, the country people from the plains. Now, the idea of a cow milking song is to make the cow happy, to sweetly entertain the cow so it will give you very nice milk. Because of that, cow milking songs tend to be very beautiful. They also include a special method of calling the cows by singing their names. For example, from today's music, here's our singer calling the cow named Clavelito, which means little yellow flower.
Clavelito, 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 Clavelito.
Now, as I said, my dad helped out a lot this week for our Venezuelan music, and he has a distinct memory of visiting his uncle's ranch.
About 5 o'clock in the morning, I would get up and I would go and watch this man calling the cows one by one, by one, by their name. And he would sing to them pretty much in the same fashion.
We've already met Clavelito. The other two cows are named Mariposa, which means butterfly, and Nube de Agua, which means water cloud. He picks really pretty names for the cows, doesn't he? As for the verses, don't worry too much about what they mean. Again, they're really just supposed to sound pretty to please the cow. Here's Simón Díaz with Canto de Ordeño.
Lucero de la mañana, préstame tu claridad para seguirle los pasos a una ingrata que se va. Mañana por la mañana, cubre tu patio de flores que te viene a visitar la Virgen de los Dolores. Clavelito, 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 Clavelito. Estrella de la mañana, claro lucero del día, como no me despertaste cuando sí ve el alma mía, mariposa, mariposa, mariposa. Allá arriba en aquel cerro tengo un pozo de agua clara donde se lava la Virgen los piecitos y la cara. Nube de agua, nube de agua, nube de agua. Estrella de la mañana, claro lucero del día, ¿Cómo no me despertaste cuando se iba el alma mía? Mariposa, mariposa, mariposa.
That was Canto de Ordeño, the cow milking song by Simón Díaz. So pretty. So, so pretty. Happy cows. By the way, if you're wondering what cows say in Spanish, it's moo. And that leads us to our Quizlet for the week. All week we're going to ask you this question, and if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. As we've mentioned, different countries assign different sounds to animals. So for instance, in Venezuela, a rooster says kikiriki, whereas in the United States, it says cockadoodle-doo. So in Venezuela, which animal makes this noise? Here are two hints. Hint number one, this animal does not drink water because it absorbs it through its skin. Hint number two, common versions of this animal lay up to 3,000 eggs at a time, and their babies are called spawn. What is this Venezuelan animal? Send us a text message with the answer and your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlochen Public Radio.